Morning to you, 709, Tom and Laura, and Dr. Robert Tidwell is here. You're with the National Ranching Heritage Center. What's the name of your project?
Well, the long title for the exhibit is From Horse-Drawn to Horsepower.
Okay.
And we just, for short, call it the transportation exhibit, because that's really what the focus is on the transition from horse-drawn vehicles to early motor vehicles, and really how that affected life in rural America. So we have in the exhibit the big artifacts are going to be horse-drawn vehicles, of course, and then their motor vehicle replacements, which for the exhibit, they're all Model Ts, because that was it. That was the most prolific vehicle.
Yeah, he was saying, Laura, that 50% of all the automobile industry of the day was the Model T, and then the other half was just whatever, brand X.
Really? Right. Well, we had something other than the Model T for a while?
And at the peak of production, about 1925, when the Model T hit 10 million vehicles produced.
There were that many cars?
Wish I had bought stock in that company.
Oh, absolutely. And that was just the Model T. So that was that one particular type of vehicle in all of its different mm-hmm. incarnations, because there were Model T trucks, there were Model T coupes, Model T roadsters.
Wow. And yeah. Just for the record, I was not old enough to buy stock.
And that one vehicle alone also accounted for about 10% of the cars in the world.
Wow.
So the Model T was really prolific, and it was pretty much everywhere. And it was a really vital part of changing some things in rural America and helping people make that transition from those horse-drawn vehicles to motor vehicles, because the goal of the Model T, it was the fulfillment of a dream that Henry Ford had. He wanted to create a vehicle that pretty much anyone who had a job could afford to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Ford was producing other vehicles at the time. And there were some vehicles that were much more expensive. He did actually manufacture some pretty fancy, expensive vehicles. But the Model T was part of a dream that he had, that any average Joe who had a job could buy a car. And so that's why it was so prolific.
Wow.
It's because it was so affordable. I mean, the price really just dropped dramatically over time.
Wasn't like Henry Ford was really the original King Kong of the assembly line, right?
Well, what he did is he took some of the existing assembly line technology and tweaked it.
Hmm.
He created the moving assembly line. So the whole assembly line was very, very fluid, and you were able to actually produce even more of a given item thanks to the moving assembly line. You know, you had basically the parts were coming to you. You know, while you're on the assembly line, you didn't have to go get a nut or a bolt or what have you. I mean, it was all coming to you right there at your workstation, so you could just focus on whatever it was you were doing.
Kind of like your coffee comes to you.
Right.
Laura says, I need some coffee. Coffee Valley walks in.
It just kind of happens.
There it is.
Yeah,
do I get one? No. So anyway, where do you get all these Model Ts and stuff from? Do people donate them, or do you guys?
Correct. In the exhibit, we have four of them. Two of them come from our own collection, and two of them are local. The two that were donated to us in the last couple of years come from local donors. And the great thing about them is that the Model T touring car that we have, for example, it's only had two owners its entire life, the donor and his dad. His dad bought it brand new in 1923 in Alpine, Texas. And his dad was also good friends with William Curry Holden. So, you know, there's that strong Texas Tech connection.
Sure.
And then the Model T truck that we
have. Hence the name Holden Hall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then the Model T truck we have also comes from a local donor. And he was, you know, only the third owner ever. The first owner was his grandfather. So it was, you know, we have some vehicles that are passed on through the family.
Was that like the truck they drove in the Waltons?
Very similar, yeah. What we have is what's called the Model T.
I loved the Waltons.
Because there were two different trucks. There was the Model T truck mm-hmm. that was based on the same chassis as the car. Then there was the Model T, which was like, it's like the one-ton truck of today.
That's the Texas Tech version.
Yeah.
That's the big boy.
Wow.
Wow. All right. So do you have any examples of horse and buggy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And all that in your exhibit?
We have a freight wagon from our own collection. We have a...
When you say your own collection, we're talking about Southwest Collection, right?
Well, the National Ranch and Heritage Center.
Okay, yeah, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we also have a Surrey there. And yes, it does have the fringe on top.
All right.
So now that song's in your head.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
And then we also have just a two-person buggy. So we also have a chuck wagon.
That was the convertible of the time.
Yeah.
Sporty
absolutely.
Thing.
Top down.
Yeah, oh yes. And then we also have chuck wagon. I mean, it's National Ranching Heritage Center. You can't have an exhibit on transportation without a chuck wagon, really. So, and then going with it, we have a chuck truck.
What's a chuck truck?
It's just like a chuck wagon, but with a motor.
It's like exponentially more groceries.
Well, we know the automotive industry completely changed farming as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Well, the really neat thing about the Model T was that, just like now, you know, you go to the auto parts store and there are tons of aftermarket parts for your car so that you can customize it and everything else. Well, almost as soon as early motor vehicles came out on the market, there was aftermarket stuff that mm-hmm. popped up. And there was a ton of material that was made for the Model T that could be used for people in agriculture. You know, you could hook up a thresher to the rear axle of your Model T, or there were kits to convert your Model T to a tractor. So if you want to do some plowing,
have
you, could put on some steel wheels on the back and go to town.
Really?
You got to have one.
That's interesting.
You just got to have one.
I didn't know that you could do that with a Model T.
Folks, let me tell you what. The studio just started glowing very bright here. The light came on.
Yeah. That's just kind of cool.
No, it is.
Did
it
you
is.
Know that?
Well,
I figured it just kind of evolved into tractors. I didn't realize that they took a Model T and kind of made it into a tractor.
You could. I mean, it was a low-cost option. Instead of going and buying a tractor, mm-hmm. in addition to buying a truck for or car for the farm, you could buy all this add-on equipment to turn your Model T into a little bit of everything. I mean, there were even kits that you could use it to generate electricity. You know, so you just hook up a generator with a belt drive onto that rear axle, and
the implement business was born.
That is awesome. Very interesting. This is going to be a great exhibit. Is it open now, or is it?
Well, right now we're getting it all together. All the vehicles are now in the exhibit space, so they're ready for people to see. What we're working on right now is getting all of the text panels put into place and getting the smaller artifacts in there, because we have a bunch of tools and things that go with these.
Is there an additional charge to see this exhibit?
Absolutely not. No. And what we're working on right now is for the on the opening date of August 17th. That's our grand opening. Actually getting some local antique car owners together and having basically like a little antique car show for
the
grand
opening.
Oh, that'd
be fun. Yeah. Yeah, have that out in the parking lot, I guess. You don't have room
for everyone. We'll have some out there, but what we're really working on is getting them out in what we call the Campbell Patio. It's a real picturesque place, and it's just kind of perfect. You know, you get some cars under some shade trees.
Okay. And that's next Saturday.
Yeah, 1 week from Saturday. What is the full name of the exhibit again?
From horse-drawn to horsepower.
Okay, that's at the National Ranching Heritage Center. Grand opening of the exhibit is the 17th of the month. Now, is this going to be here on after? I mean, is this a temp exhibit?
It's going to be up for about the next 10 months.
Okay, great.
In addition to all the other really interesting things to see
absolutely.
Out there.
Yeah. Attention all motorheads. Do it to it.
Yeah.
Hey, Dr. Tidwell, thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Appreciate it. 17 minutes after the hour.